Sports Update. The Warriors optimistic that Kevin Durant will be ready for the Western Final if they can get there. Durant undergoing an MRI Thursday. He's ruled out at least 1 week of action, averaging 33.2 points, 5 boards, and 4.4 assists in over 33 minutes versus Houston before getting hurt in the third quarter of game five. Game six goes down tonight at the Honda Center in Houston. Rockets -7, over under 214.5. GSW up 3-2. As for the Milwaukee Bucks center, Pau Gasol's been ruled out for the rest of the postseason after undergoing surgery Thursday to repair a stress fracture in his left foot. He was only supposed to be out a month with the injury. The Bucks signed Gasol after the 38-year-old agreed on a buyout from the San Antonio Spurs. NFL news, trade talks between the Minnesota Vikings and veteran tight end Kyle Rudolph are sputtering. Now the veteran on the trade block. It's also clear that Rudolph's days might be numbered after Minnesota drafted tight end Irv Smith in round two of the draft. Rudolph owed $7.6 million this year. With OTAs approaching, the Philadelphia Eagles still aren't certain on the status of quarterback Carson Wentz and his injured back. It's uncertain if he'll be cleared for a full return on May 21st, according to coach Doug Peterson. Wentz stated in April he expects a full recovery from a stress fracture in time for organized activities, but he's not going to rush back the process. More weapons for Brady and the Patriots. New England signing receiver Dontrell Inman to a one-year deal today. Inman reportedly had offers from four teams. The 30-year-old hauled in 28 passes for 304 yards and 3 touchdowns in 9 games with the Colts last season. The Pats also added Demaryius Thomas earlier and selected Arizona State star wideout N'Keal Harry in round one of the draft. Afternoon MLB action, Cubs and Brewers. Ryan Braun is 8th of the year solo shot. The Brewers leading 1-0 in the 6th inning. Here we got MLB baseball tonight. The rest of the sched, 7:05. Angels laying 190 at Baltimore. Total 11, Cahill and Straley. 7:07, Chicago White Sox at Toronto. Jays -149.5, Covey and Hudson. 3 games at 7:10, the Yankees in Tampa Bay. Is -170, over under 7, Herman and Glasgow. Glasnow. Seattle and Boston, Red Sox laying -190, total 10. Swanson, Inners, and Rodriguez. Miami at the New York Mets, Mets -190, total 7. Lopez takes on Wheeler. A pair at 8:10. We got Detroit and Mini Twins, Big Juice -249. Ross and Eggs, Odorizzi. We got Texas and Houston, Stroh's -288.5. Lynn versus Verlander, 2 at 8:15. Philly -145 at Kansas City, 9 flat. Arrieta and Bay. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Cardinals -168.5. Williams and Wainwright, 8:40 action. San Diego at Colorado Rocks laying -170, over under 10 at game. We got, who we got there? Lauer and Marquez pitching, 9:37. Cleveland at Oakland, A's -160. Anderson versus Montas, 9:40. Atlanta and Arizona, the D-backs -145, 8.5. Toronto and Greinke, 10 to Washington at the Dodgers. Dodgers -220, total 8. Sanchez and Maeda and Cincinnati -150 at San Francisco. Castillo taking on Rodriguez. NHL and Sharks lose to open their series Saturday night. SJ Sharkey -130, total 5.5. Series price, Sharks -25, Blues +15. Round two of the Byron Nelson Classic, and Sung Kang went bananas today. He saved par on 18 to shoot a 10-under-61 time record. He leads the way at -16, closest golfer, 4 shots back. Tony Romo finished up the event +8, missed the cut by a mile. Round two of British Masters, Englishman Matt Wallace, he holds the lead at -12. 4 other golfers, just 1 shot back. Tennis, Dominic Thiem rebounded from a first set loss and knocked Roger Federer at the Madrid Open quarterfinals today. 3-6, 7-6, 6-4 the final. Thiem will now face Novak Djokovic in the semis. Some hockey action, Finland upsetting Canada 3-1 in the opener of the 2019 World Hockey Championships. And Slovakia leads the Americans right now 3-1 in the third period. Bad days for Canada and the United States. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. I'm Kem Stewart. Steve Merrill drop by Babano, give you some picks and a whole lot of fun too. Stay tuned. It's hour one of Red Heat and Rage Radio with Gabe Morenci coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio, YouTube. I'm Gabe Morenci. You just heard the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, get us caught up to date. What up, Cam?
Not going to lie to you, Morenci. It's been a pretty tough week. The bets are cold as ice. The Foreigner song last night was not very pretty, but me and you are a veteran of this. We ride the wave. Cold as ice, I know.
Cold as ice.
Raptors stink. Nuggets suck. Dodgers lose. I think I went, I think I won one bet and lost like seven last night. I think it was like a 1-7 night. Pretty good stuff. That's love Thursdays. I don't like going to bed like that. It makes me angry.
You know, it's funny, too, because Thursday nights, man, over the years, it's probably been one of my worst nights ever. And it, like those Thursday night football games, the Thursday night college games, you know how many times I lost like my bankroll on Thursday night? Yeah. And I'm like, God, I hate Thursdays. Like, I remember Pizzola in the old days. Pizzola used to keep track of each night. And he showed me, he's like, hey, look, on Mondays, you're doing on Tuesdays, you're doing that. I think even back then, Thursdays were bad. Yeah, the Raptors were very disappointing. We'll get into that. I was on the wrong side of a couple of props. More bad beats. These numbers are really sharp right now, Cam.
They are.
When it comes to the props. But I actually salvaged a break-even type of whatever, lose a little juice type of night when it was all said and done. Quiet night tonight. We've got the NBA basketball game. Big game tonight. We've got some baseball on tap. UFC this weekend. Kyle Anthony will join us from Vegas. We'll talk UFC Brazil with Kyle Anthony. Steve Merrill will join us. I got to be honest, it's Mother's Day this weekend, so I wasn't sure if like NASCAR was even going, but they are. They're racing Saturday night. Mother's Day is Sunday. Yeah.
NASCAR gets it. They don't cancel it, Gabe. They just readjust. They just readjust the schedule. Gotta love that. Smart.
All right. You know what? We've got the Steve Merrill. Actually, you know what? So we don't want to rush. We don't want to rush the callers. But yeah, we'll take some calls today. So hang in there. Merrill's gonna join us in a couple of minutes. And Yang, tell the callers on hold that we'll get to them at about 4:30.
Good call, Morenci.
Yeah, 4:30. Just, yeah, it's up to them.
Good.
They want to,
nice
they want to stay on
calls.
Hold. They can stay on hold. If they want to call back, they can call back.
Excellent. Options.
Yeah, so Steve Merrill's going to join us in a couple minutes. We'll hit some NASCAR with Merrill, some NBA. We got a bunch of Game 7s, and we should have known there's going to be three Game 7s. You know?
Yeah.
Ooh, Toronto's going to close them out. Ooh, Denver's going to close them out. Teams in the NBA don't know how to close teams.
No, they don't.
They just don't. None of them do.
I also think, too, you know, moving forward, you could cap the games all you want. You could look at this and look at that. It's all about money. And the league, the longer it goes, you get another home game for your team. You stash money in your pockets. Owners love this type of thing. Oh, let's go to 7. We need an extra game. There's nothing worse than a sweep. You don't get those extra home dates, Gabe. And it's something to think about. Even in hockey, they set a record for 7 games right now. Just seems to be an ongoing trend. Let's go the distance.
Yeah, more games is good for business. And look. Imagine if these games didn't go 7 in the NBA. They don't even have anything.
I know.
They don't have anything on TV tomorrow. Like, basically, like they were like, there better be some Game 7s. And we should have known that was coming, actually, and just sort of rode that conspiracy theorist wave. I have something interesting, actually, as far as the San Jose and St. Louis. A lot of people think, ooh, they're going to want San Jose to get through. But do they? We'll break that down and more. We've got Merrill, we got Babano, we got Kyle Anthony, and we got you. Let's roll. Game Time Decisions has begun.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ready for H Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio. I'm Cameron Prensky, a raging redhead. That Cam Stewart throwing it down. All right, we've got a cool show today. Babano will join us at the 5 o'clock hour. We'll send it to Vegas. Kyle Anthony. We'll talk UFC. It's an old school. I mean, old school. As we talked about earlier in the week, Cam. You know when you've got Clay Guida taking on BJ Penn, the seniors division. It's like, you know, like the senior tour on golf.
That's right. Lee UFC Trevino senior. Versus Chichi Rodriguez.
Yeah,
so it's awesome. Your joke was the best yesterday, though. your joke was the best yesterday. Isn't seniors just Bellator? You're like, we do have a senior division. Bellator.
Yeah, Bellator.
That was a good one.
Yeah, no, I swear to God. I swear to God. Like, years ago in Vegas, we're doing MMA Meltdown, and Frank Trigg was the co-host when I was doing out of Vegas. And I said on the air, I said, you know, there should just be like a senior sort of division, senior, you know, division for the UFC. And he said it was the stupidest idea ever and stuff. Nobody wants to watch two 48-year-old men fight each other. And I'm like, well, evidently, that's Morenci one trick. Morenci one trick, nothing right there. But let's bring in Steve Merrill. As I see trending on Twitter right now is Dear Me 10 years ago. People are talking about what they were doing in their lives 10 years ago, and I think we were doing what we were doing right now, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Just looked younger. That's all.
Let's bring Steve Merrill in. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, Steve.
All right. All right.
I'm not going to say great. No, you know, hanging in there.
Throat's a little dry right now, suddenly.
Yeah, me too. I'm not really feeling good. The bets didn't go very well, but, you know, it's Friday.
We'll I'm not going to lie. Normally, I don't really care what day of the week it is, but I'm glad it's Friday.
No, I don't blame you. You're working in the morning and afternoon. You need some time to chill out for a bit, right? Like, I'm working with Colonel Kurtz tomorrow, too. I'm probably just going to watch the games in bed and starfish and wake right up again, Renzi. I'm getting too old for the old come over to my place and let's party routine. It's just not happening anymore.
Yeah, me and Cam can't party like we used to, Steve.
No.
I'll tell you where we were almost 10 years ago. It was actually September of 2009 that we did the live show and then went to the UNLV game, all of us. That's hard to believe. That's been 10 years.
Was it 2009, really? So this September will be the 10th anniversary.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't feel like it's been that long, but I know it was 2009, and that was in September. That's only, 4 months away. So, yeah, we definitely were doing this 10 years ago, plus.
Yeah, plus. But, you know, if you would have asked me how long ago that was, I would have said 10, 12 years or something like that.
It was like six to me. Time.
I was gonna say six. I was gonna say eight. Yeah, six or eight. That would have been my over under. Ten's a little bit. I wouldn't have taken the over.
And yeah, six or eight.
Doing it for a while, buddy. Doing it for a while. We saw
is incidentally how many football coaches UNLV have had since then.
Yeah.
How many Clawson quarterbacks?
Yeah, that was classic.
One of the greatest moments ever.
Yeah, the quarterback got hurt. I'm like, oh God, who's this new kid? That's my son.
That's my brother. Hey,
it
they
was like
covered
his
13-year-old
sister was sitting right behind us.
They covered the number, right?
Yeah, the kid, the backup. Yeah. Omar Clayton was the quarterback. He was like the star too. He was like the only good player on UNLV. I think it was so long ago. Yeah, it was. Who's the coach there? With the it's always that offensive coordinator guy. Anyways, it'll pop up the coach, but. Remember, Omar Clayton was pretty good, the quarterback. He got hurt, and his kid came in. Mike Stanford was the coach. The kid came in, and, like, the first pass was interception, or he looked bad. It was, like, a rocky pass, and I'm like, oh, God, get it together, man. I'm like, who the F is this guy? And we're sitting literally right beside his family.
Yeah, it was like 30 of us. You got to let people know. It was, like, an 11 p.m. Eastern kickoff on a Saturday night. It was, like, 30 of us. Drinking and everything, like in that whole section. Some like
yeah, Vegas,
system.
Yeah. Like, I remember
that
like,
stadium. That stadium's a dump too. Like the remember the aluminum.
They did like two riots.
The aluminum
in the first quarter.
It's like
remember
a high
that
game.
They had like riot gear on the police officers there.
Oh yeah, steel bleachers. I remember me and Gabe went up. They didn't even sell beer by the beer, Steve. You put them in the box. How many beers can you fit in your box? You know,
that's right.
Other stadiums like, hey, you know, two beers max. UNLV, can you fit 16 in there? Like, just we got the box filled, perfect.
Didn't you guys sign up for something at halftime and got free T-shirts, like a credit card or something?
Yes, I do. I still have that T-shirt. It doesn't fit anymore. Yeah, Rebel Shoot Beavers or something like that. Credit card. Yeah, up in my closet. What a joke.
The best team is. Cam got accepted for the credit card. I got rejected. I actually got a letter in the mail. I got a letter in the mail from Capital One or HSBC, whatever it is. Sorry, sir. Like,
you can keep the T-shirt, but you don't get the credit card.
Okay, I would never really sign up for the shirt anyways. I remember that, too. I got to tell you, Oregon State, Those guys, Oregon State, they're all like a bunch of Unabombers from the woods, those fans. Remember, they're wearing lumberjack stuff and fighting with everyone in the parking lot and stuff?
Yeah, there was a couple fights. Yeah, like in the first quarter down that lower section, there was like a fight or two. Like within one quarter of football, there was like a couple fights. Remember, they had that little like 5'5" dude that was fast as lightning, but I don't think he ever played in the NFL. They had a little like They had two brothers. Remember, they had the same last name.
That was Jaquizz Rogers.
Jaquizz Rogers.
Who was it?
Jaquizz Rogers. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Rogers and Rogers.
Yeah, there's two. There's two Rogers. Yeah.
That man,
one in three.
Was it him or his brother? Because that was a long time ago.
Yeah, one of them played, I think, in the NFL. Yeah, but they were both on that team. I think they're like number one and three. And
you know what? There was another guy. There was another guy on Oregon, on the Beavers, that was a pretty big star after, made in the NFL, that was on that team. They're like, who was the quarterback? Was it Derek Anderson?
Anderson?
Ooh, I don't remember.
No, I think he was still in the league.
No.
A little bit younger.
Yeah, Anderson just retired after 13 years in the NFL. So, no, that doesn't add up. Who was it? It was another guy that wasn't bad. Like,
well, they had that quarterback. He's now the coach, but it wasn't that year, Gabe. That was quarterback Smith, and he had wide receivers Hushman Zada and Chad Johnson, but that was before our time. Jonathan Smith. He's the coach of Oregon State now, I think.
Anyways, can't wait for college football. That was a good time. UNLV, I remember we covered. Remember that, Steve? We had UNLV plus the points.
Yeah, the backup quarterback got it done. After we tormented the family, he got it done.
I remember
they texted him on the sidelines. You got to win this game or we're in danger.
Yeah, I remember telling his sister, your brother's all right, good guy, cool guy.
Yeah, you're the worst I've ever seen. That's my brother. Oh, he's playing great.
You're right, though, Morenci. Those fans were like survivalists. Like, they're the type of people with like 15 things of water and missiles. And yeah, those Oregon State fans really scared me, man. Like, I was
in the middle of nowhere.
I thought they all had like Rambo hunting knives and stuff.
They kill you. Yeah,
normally, like, remember, like, even in Miami, I was mouthing off back to people, shut up, F off. Yeah. I remember Oregon State. I remember telling you, I was like, Cam, man, these guys are like grizzly mountain people or something.
Yeah, you don't mess with them.
They just didn't care.
They fight bears.
They came out of the woods or something.
Gabe, you know what's funny also? Remember, you were wearing the Bo Jackson 34 jersey, and we were doing that show.
Yeah.
And one of the, somewhere in like Sunset Station or something. I remember somebody like heckled you in the bathroom during the break or something. It's like Auburn sucks or something. You got a jersey from like 30 years ago. He's like, Auburn sucks.
Yeah. We're in a boat jet. Anyway, it's what happens. You wear college shit. all right. Steve Merrill with us. So I thought, Steve, NASCAR takes Mother's Day off, but they're not taking it off. They're just not racing Mother's Day. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought of you guys when I saw that this week because they weren't off, and I realized it was Saturday night. I was like, that's a good little compromise.
Yeah, but they used to take the weekend off in the past.
Yeah.
I thought they did also, but they were just off. It was a late Easter this year because that was April 21st. Yeah, so that might be the reason because that's about as late as Easter can be, I think.
Yeah, they've got morals, but they got to make money. They can't shut it down every 2 weeks, Cam.
They had the Monday finish too, right, Morenci? Remember, they got the weather rained out the other day. Short week.
Oh, that's a good compromise. Sad little Saturday night racing. Yeah. So I swear I liked Truex last week, Steve, and I didn't get the F in bet in, man. Really pissed me off, man. But what do you make of this?
He's been really good at Dover. That's kind of his home track, don't forget.
Exactly.
He's from Jersey.
All right, well, hold on. We're going to the break. We'll come back in a couple more minutes. We'll barrel. We'll talk a little NASCAR, and we'll hit this NBA game tonight. Houston Rockets. Must win, absolutely positively must win situation. Game time decisions continue.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Sounds like Metal Max in the house. Game time decision. Madison Sports Radio Network. All right, Steve. I don't think it was 2009. I just looked it up. They didn't play. Maybe it was 2008. Let's see, 2008.
That was definitely, it was September of 2009. I haven't been out to Vegas too much in the last 10 years. That's why I remember.
September 2009 Oregon State football results. I have it right here.
What's the football like the reference? Game, probably.
Wrong here.
It was opening week of the NFL, so it was like the second week of college. Yeah, otherwise I would have had no clue, but I haven't made a lot of Vegas trips recently. So that's
you know what? Stupid computer. Effing internet. I said Oregon State. I vividly said Oregon State, and it's popping up.
Ducks?
Ducks.
Quack, 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 quack. Yeah, I know.
I hate that stuff.
Beavers.
Beavers. Let's see. I wanted to get the final score. Wow. This is the second time I've clicked Oregon State, and it's popping up Oregon. I swear to God, Phil Knight, and they've, hijacked the internet. Like, they don't let you
know
Oregon State.
The game went under. I remember, low-scoring affair.
All right, Steve. So, NASCAR, who do we take this week?
Yeah, Truex or Kyle Busch. By the way, September 12th, 2009. I just Googled it real quick. You have to look day after 9/11. I didn't realize that. But you have to take a Gibbs racer until we see otherwise. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex have won seven of the 11 races. If you take out the two restrictor plate races, one of which Hamlin did win, they've won six of the nine regular tracks. And Truex actually has been very strong all year, just had some bad luck early. Kyle Busch has dominant otherwise. And now we go to the ultimate cookie-cutter racetrack on the circuit, Kansas. The only other guys that I think have a chance would be like Keselowski and Logano. They've shown a lot of horsepower as teammates. Kevin Harvick's team just hasn't gotten a win yet. He had eight last year. Doesn't quite be as strong as those other two teams. So I'd be very surprised if it's not Truex, Kyle Busch, Logano, or Keselowski, unless, you know, we get a fuel mileage race or rain or something weird.
All right, so... Man, it was pissing me off. I swear to God, I clicked Oregon State results like four times in a row on different sites, and it always took me to the Ducks for some reason. But 23-21, yep, September the 12th, 2009. 23-21 final score.
Yep.
I think we were getting a ton of points, too, weren't we?
Yeah, we're getting 13.
Dog, yeah.
I think they were 13 point dogs.
Yeah, 13, 14 points. We're getting a lot. It was never in doubt. Okay, so tonight, what do you make, Steve? You want to talk about big line movement? And what's Kevin Durant worth? Wow. I mean, evidently Kevin Durant is worth a lot when it comes to the point spread.
Yeah, this is crazy. Figure Golden State was a 6-point home favorite in game five. Now they're a 7-point road dog. It's a 13-point swing. Obviously home court and the zigzag theory, you know, plays into that a little bit, maybe 8 or 9 points. So they're saying Durant's worth about 4 to 5 points here.
Well, look at this. The last home game, Houston was minus one. Now they're minus seven.
Right, yeah. And they were two. Well, they were two off the loss in game three, which is probably more accurate because they were coming off the win. So there's that zigzag. So they were a 2-point favorite in game three. So it's seven. So it's 5 points. I think he's worth at least five on any other team. The thing is, as you guys know, though, it's every team is different. You still got Draymond Green, you know, Thompson, Stephon Curry. Guys that won a championship without him, the same lineup is out there tonight. The concern that I do have, though, guys, is that Durant's been their best player in the playoffs, really on moments of both ends of the court. Thompson's a good defender, but Durant's really been good. Offensively, he's been fantastic. And can they readjust in just one day and having to travel? I think if they had a week or two off, it wouldn't be a big deal. But with just one day off and travel, it's a tougher adjustment.
What do you make of Sunday's game, says Steve? The game sevens.
Well, home court usually justifies, you know, the game seven team to go on and win. About 80% of the time, 4 out of 5 times historically, game seven home teams win in the NBA playoffs. And Denver and Portland have had strong home road dichotomies, so you'd favor Denver there. And then Toronto also, especially off the bad loss last night, you know, they were a little bit flat after the blowout win. But game five, Philly was a 6-point dog, got blown out. Now they're a 6-point dog again in what should be a focus spot for Toronto. So you have to give the edge probably to the home teams.
Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com, one of the covers experts. Thanks, Steve. Going down memory lane. Good call. Sean Canfield was the quarterback.
Sean Canfield. Yeah, that's
pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I liked him. Good call.
He was the third string quarterback for the New Orleans Saints for three seasons after.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was a
little money. Yeah, played by Drew Brees. Exactly. Thanks, Steve.
Have a good one, Steve.
All right, so if I told you, Cam, we'll play a little, and everyone on hold, hang in there. We'll get to you in a couple of minutes here. We'll have the whole segment for you in the next segment here. But if I would ask you, Cam, here, best Oregon State quarterback of all time.
Best Oregon State quarterback of all time?
And I know you got a soft spot in your heart for the Beavers, so I'm just, you know.
Collegiately, I thought Jonathan Smith was their most successful quarterback, but he didn't do anything in the NFL. They beat Notre Dame in that bowl game. But I'd have to say Derek Anderson, right?
I tell you what, Jonathan Smith. So here's they have the top five ranked quarterbacks. This is like
I put Smith number one.
He's number four.
Okay.
And he's, you know, I remember this, man. I remember this one in 1999, 2000 when the Beavers, probably that was probably the peak of Beaver football.
That was
41-9 victory over Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yep. I'll never forget that night, Morenci. I was probably when I was betting, like that was a huge bet for me. I love that team. Chad Johnson was on that team. Hoosh Manzada was on that team. I think they had, who else was on that team? I'm not sure if Brendan Browner was on that team or very, very close. The former Seahawk, Patriot, Calgary Stampeder. They had a really good team, man. They were strong on all sides of the ball. You're right. That was the best Oregon State back then. They were like a top 10 program, but they're never going to get back there.
All right. The number one quarterback is Terry Baker, but
that's not our era. Yeah.
Yeah. He won Terry the program's only Heisman in 1962. So, you know, from what we've seen, they've got Derek Anderson. Very, very successful, but I tell you, Jonathan Smith had like the best win.
I agree.
Derek Anderson, they're calling Matt Moore, longtime Dolphin quarterback. Moore. Yeah, he was all right there.
He's okay.
Jonathan Smith. This guy was pretty good there. Sean Mannion.
Mannion. Backup for the Colts. We thought when Goff was struggling that Mannion was going to get a chance, and then Goff really figured it out. So they didn't have to throw Sean Mannion in there. But when I break it all down, for people who don't know, Jonathan Smith collegiately was the best quarterback at that school. They did the most back then. That program will never be the same.
And remember we were talking about, so we said, Jaquizz Rodgers, and there was another Rodgers, James Rodgers.
James Rodgers, yep.
I'm looking up that UNLV game. They were both there. They both played in that game. They were both on the team at the same time.
Do they rank like the best defensive backs for that program too, or just quarterbacks?
No, I just saw quarterbacks, yeah. But... Me, Cam, we saw the Florida Gators and Oklahoma. So, you know what? I think we saw Aaron Hernandez that
we
night.
We did.
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez, he was on that team. Tim Tebow, Aaron Hernandez, Sam Bradford. Who else? Pouncey?
Who was Oklahoma's running back? I'm trying to think if they had a couple other guys on that team.
Merrill's not fried like us. He's talking, oh, yeah, guys, 2009. Like, if you ask me what year that Oklahoma. I'm like, I have no idea. I'm like, I don't know. Like, what year is that? I don't know, 2000.
I like the Australian jersey, Gabe. Hungry Jack's is, like, almost the same font as Burger King. Like, when I look
at it.
It is Burger King. Yeah, it's Hungry Jack's. Like, it's the exact same font. Hungry Jack's is Burger King.
Get a solo shot of me here. I don't know, who's the cameraman? Thank you.
That's a
good
nice jersey there.
That Danny? You noticed that. You noticed the same font as Burger King.
I know food logos.
It is Burger King.
Yeah, it's the exact same color and font.
I wore it all, but you can see like the eagle and stuff. Nice. But it is Burger King. And for some reason, I don't know, it's weird because, you know, like in some countries, they'll translate it to something different, right? But there's nothing to translate. They speak English in Australia. So I don't know why they just don't call it Burger King, but they serve Whoppers and stuff like that.
Hungry Jack's.
It's Burger King, but it's called Hungry Jack's. And it's much more popular than McDonald's.
I haven't been to Burger King in a while.
You should have a place. Hungry Cabs.
I'm always hungry. That's another thing that I woke up today. Just one of those days, I just opened up the fridge and I'm like, I hate everything. You know what I mean? Like, nothing was good, Marenzi. You know that day it's like toast.
Because you went 1-7 last night.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's correct. Correct. At least I'm honest about my record. I'm having a bad week. You know, what can you say?
I've been there.
A lot of plays were forced last night. I didn't go too hard, but it's the same thing. Carolina was dominating the hockey game. They had penalties. Boston went ding, ding. Same old bullshit we talked about. Everything that was going to happen, oh, they might play well, but don't go against the Bruins. Same bullshit. That happened. And then the basketball game was a train wreck. Ben Simmons went bananas last night. The guy played his best NBA game ever. Here's another thing. The Raptors better keep Dr. J out of the building. Because every time Dr. J talks to these players, they get motivated. I hate to say it. That was the best thing that ever happened to that guy.
Dr. J's got to mind his own business.
I know. Dr. J, like, back down. These are grown men. They'll figure it out. I didn't like that. Oh, they talked to Julius Erving before the game. The guy's going to the rack unscared. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? This isn't player. That's scary, man.
I think we need to invite Dabo Sweeney to Sunday's game again.
I agree. With gear, full gear. We the North.
Yeah. The way Nick Nurse managed the rotation last night, I'm thinking maybe Dabo should be coaching his team.
I got to be honest with you. Nick Nurse, everyone talks,
it's a problem.
Talks about Brown. Nick Nurse is a bad coach. Seems like a nice guy, but.
Cam, you see how stressed he looks? He's like, oh God.
He's like a banker.
Like, I'd be calmer than him. Like,
I know.
He's like, oh. He's like, I don't know what to do.
Like Brian Burke on the sidelines. He's getting flustered.
He is flustered. All right. Paul's next.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Swing for the Fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become one of countless numbers of people who've won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownerships, weather updates, fantasy projections, and the use of the Daily Roto optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY, and your 10% discount is yours today.
Well done, Cam, considering the distractions.
Considering the that's go plow right through it, Gabe.
Yo. Hey, seriously, bro.
Hello.
Do we need to put it, like, bold, like,
What? You're going to do like a Burger King font? Mic on, mic off?
Over the Whopper? Like, listen, we love you, Yang, but it's to the point where we're not going to need the back to live action, fellas. Like, we know we're back to live action because there's a real mic problem going on here. Cam's doing the update. Yang's talking. This is effing stupid. Yang's talking about something being stupid and stuff. Now the mic's off suddenly. Now he shuts off, Cam.
Yeah. Mic off.
Yeah, sometimes I forget to double click it, buddy.
Double click.
It's a double click.
Figure somebody that's like a rapper would have, like, know how to handle a microphone better.
He's pretty good, though, with his lyrics. It's just the mic. It's the technical. Yeah. The mic stuff. Because his lyrics are strong.
Which is unfortunate, considering he's in a technical job.
Good point.
Technical job. All right. We love you, Yang. Oh, it's all right. But, all right, no, that's the shout-out's gone, Yang. Like, let's call it out for what it is. I'm putting, how many runs are we putting on the board there? I'm putting 2 runs on the board.
Yeah, we need a crooked number.
Yeah, scorekeeper. That's not even a home run. That's a 2-run shot. Like, yeah, we're 40 minutes into the show. A 2-run shot. We're down 2-0.
Don't worry, we'll come back. We got some strong bats. Strong bats.
It's up to him now.
Yeah. So, he's got to shut him down. We'll knock him out. We got to keep runners off the base. Keep them off the bases, Yang.
for the type of teammates we throw our teammates out of the bus. Say, it wasn't me. The pitcher sucked. Like, hey, what do you want from me?
But that's the 15-yard penalty I didn't get the other day.
No. That's not a 15-yard penalty. This is like you fumbled the ball and it was returned for a touchdown.
Oh, damn, that sucks. I hate to be that guy, man.
Yeah. You're that guy. Right now, Yang, you're that guy. Like, you know on TV after that happens, and they always go to the bench, they show
the
guy.
The ISO shot, yeah.
Yeah, he's looking upset, or he's looking at that picture like it's going to change something. You know, he's looking down like. Or you got to do what most NFL players do, if you'll notice. It's a big wide receiver thing. If they fumble, they're always hurt after.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, you know what they did? Like, I had a beam flashed in my eye, like, right when I was bringing you guys back, so it distracted me a bit.
See that? They go with that.
You know, they did it to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I mean, it happens, buddy.
Yeah, but Brady played through it. Brady, speaking of Brady, let's bring in the Brady bunch right now. It was Clam Chowder's birthday earlier in the week. And I believe he turned 58. And to celebrate, he tweeted 58 million times to tell us that it was his birthday and we're glad that he did, because we told him, you know what? You better call in this week, Chowder, so we can wish you a happy birthday. Clam Chowder's like secretive. Like, it's like clandestine camp. I don't even know his number. No one knows his number. He calls us.
Like, exactly.
I'll get in touch with you. You know what I'm saying? Clam Chowder. What's up, Chowder?
Hey, how it doing, Mama? Gabriel Morenzian with the kitten in the kitty box.
What up, Chowder? What up? Good. Happy birthday, Chowder.
Hey, good. I like to thank everybody, Sports Rage World, for the nice birthday wishes. It really made my day. Feel the passion.
Well, you deserve it, Chowder, without a doubt. And, you know, hopefully you have many, many more birthdays to come. And we look forward to seeing you down the road, Chowder. We're coming to Montreal, actually. Next month.
Yeah, Grand Prix. Vroom, 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 vroom.
Yeah. Formula One. Who's your team? Who's your team, Chowder, in Formula One? Ferrari, BMW, Williams, Mercedes. It's a real underdog sport cap.
Williams.
Yeah, oh, you're a Williams guy, huh?
I like that.
Hey, so what's happening?
All about the
we were the 32nd pick, and we got a Canadian Toronto boy, Harry Neal.
Yeah, Harry.
Harry Neal. Nice, Chowder.
You know, Chowder?
He's good, man.
They should let you. I said this, actually, on draft night, Cam, and don't you think the Patriots should let Chowder announce one of their draft picks?
Oh, it'd be amazing. It would go, like, viral. I agree with
you. Yeah, like other teams have, like, fans do and super fans.
Exactly.
And, you know, like, by the time you get to the fifth, sixth, seventh rounds, man, you should have seen. It was everybody up there doing it. And, you know,
exactly.
The country singers were doing draft picks. Yeah, Cam, Chowder, we got to get a campaign going for you. We'll start it. You're good. You're good at your campaigns online, but we got to get a campaign started. Like, I've always thought that you'd be good as, like, one of those Patriot guys at a Patriot game in the end zone there.
Yeah, the musket man.
Yeah, what a musket man. I always thought you'd be a good musket man there, but, you know, you got to get there and stuff.
I keep on trying with my Elvis with the Raptors, you know? Get it out there. It's a pretty catchy thing.
Yeah. But I think the way to go here, Chowder, is we got to get the Raptors. You're competing with Drake and Dabo Sweeney. You can't win. Drake's there. No.
I can't win, but just doing my hound dog is A-okay with me.
Yeah, you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Now get back to the campaign.
Yeah, the campaign. The campaign. We need to get a campaign. Champagne, Clam Chowder announcing one of the Patriot draft picks. We'll just tell Robert Kraft we have photos of him with hookers, and he'll he won't care. He'll be like, everyone knows that. That'd be great, Chowder. But next year the draft is in Las Vegas, Chowder. Las Vegas,
wow,
Nevada.
Man. Sin City.
Sin City it is. Sin City is, but you know that wide receiver is actually very good. Any player in a Patriot draft, you know he's gonna be good. Arizona State.
Hey, you were talking about Alabama. We got Harris there, man. He is a bull.
Yeah, what, Damian Harris, running back out of Alabama, very good football player. Very, very good player. So,
and everybody we got, usually I kind of take a glance at the draft, but this time around, I was hopping. We got like real good ones. The corner guy from Vanderbilt.
The Patriots racked it up, but you know you're going down. It's the Buffalo Bills time now, Chowder.
Yeah.
Circling the wagon. You see Julian Edelman.
Circling the wagon.
He's gonna get his degree.
Yeah, I tweeted him. I actually kind of feel
like you're gonna be under the wagon.
So I was saying, Chowder, that Julian Edelman, he tweeted out that he promised his parents he would graduate from Call University, and he wants to set an example for his daughter. So he's graduating from Kent State this weekend, and being the big jerk that I am, I tweeted him. I said, "So I assume you're going to take PEDs and you're going to cheat on your exam." I said, "Great example."
On his graduation day. Nice move,
Brett. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. As long as we get the bling bling, you guys can say all your comedy store jokes around.
Every time we mock the Patriots, it gives them more. Like, he's probably like looking at that tweet going, "Oh, yeah, okay, I'll show you." Every time you say something, you just get stronger. Don't make them any stronger, Gabe. We got to stop.
And then I lost again last night.
There you go, Witty the Kitty. How you doing, Witten? I love seeing your Seahawks background and Maple Leafs goalie there. Where are you? In the washroom?
Yeah, my living room. It can be a washroom. It's got one table in the background there, Chowder. You're right. The Leafs poster, I should burn it. And the Seahawks, no more Doug Baldwin. It must be nice being a Patriots fan, buddy, because lean years are coming up, I have a feeling.
All right, Chowder.
Hey, I wouldn't mind having a transfer, even if he's at 50%. He hits like a truck.
He's retired.
Yeah.
What's happening with CFL? I hear a strike looming.
Yeah, they got to figure this out. It actually looks like there could be a strike, Morency. That wouldn't be cool. We need the CFL. After all this other stuff, it's just going to be baseball. Please, no strike.
Yeah, it could be real bad. The XFL could come in and really get rolling with the CFL. Yeah. I believe the CFL players will figure it out.
Hope
TSN
so.
Needs them too much. TSN's
hey, that's a good point. Good
they
point.
Need the programming. All right, Chowder.
I don't know. I checked yesterday, guys, and it was very tense.
Yeah, well, that's negotiations, Chowder. It's going to be tense. The season's still, 6 weeks away, 7 weeks away. There's only 2 weeks of preseason. If they miss a couple of weeks of camp, it is what it is. But I think they'll get a deal done. I think they'll get a deal done before the season starts. All right. So as I was saying, Chowder, we're going to a break here in a minute, buddy. So take us out of here, Chowder.
Right. We're going to a break.
Yeah, Chowder. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to take you guys out then.
You got it right, Chowder. Buddy.
Hey, come on, Chowder.
All right. It's Friday night, so let's all have a great secret creamy sauce. Keep on clam chowdering. Feel the passion. Take care, Gabby, and within the kitten. And we are the North to Sunday night. Keep it real. Take care, everybody.
Hey, happy birthday, real, Chowder.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Feel the passion, everybody.
All right, Chowder.
Chowder looks good for 58, Gabe.
Yeah, he does good. A lot of energy.
Look 58. Like, I know a lot of 58-year-olds. They don't look like him. Like, I'm 44, and look at me. Like, look at my eyes. Like, I'm more beat down. You're actually looking better, too. I don't know what the hell you're doing, using oil of Olay or something, but you're aging younger, too. I think I'm the problem right now. I look horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a real fashion model. I like how Chowder, I'm like, all right, Chowder. He's like,
take us out.
On the phone for normal, hey? Like,
I know.
Like, yeah, what? I'm like, dude, we got to go.
You got to get the Big Cat, too.
Right, poor Big Cat. Big Cat, you're getting the mini segment on the way out of this hour.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I want to get to a story after about some jerk in Detroit. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. And look at it, dude. I'm not surprised you want to be a lawyer. All right. Let's bring in Big Cat so we can get Big Cat on here for a couple of minutes. Big Cat! What's up, Big Cat?
Hey, boys. How's it going today?
Hey, Big Cat.
Good. Okay. Not good,
hey,
not
Gabe,
great.
We had a new NBL basketball league started last night in our home city here, Saskatchewan Rattlers. Have you heard about it?
The Rattlers.
I know about the league because Babano was all hyped up for the Hamilton Honey Badgers. That's the name of the team, I know. So, more basketball. I got nothing wrong with this, but how did it do? How did the attendance
we
do?
We played the Niagara River Lions last night. We lost 99-97, giving up about a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. That's typical of teams we have had in Saskatoon.
Yeah, but how was the attendance?
You can't bet on it. That's why I didn't attend, unfortunately. But my buddies were out there front row, and they said it was good value for what they were selling tickets for. They drew about 6,000 people to the game last night.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
You keep a business going.
That's good. Sure,
I'm looking
000.
Here. I'm looking at Bet365. I mean, these guys take bets on everything. But yeah. I don't see it here. I'm surprised.
I was just going to touch base with you guys on the hockey series tonight, St. Louis and San Jose. I'm leaning heavily towards St. Louis. I really like the price, plus 125. What do you guys
think? I think
like?
The game's, it's tomorrow. But, Big Cat, I bet them in the series at plus 120. I took them in game one, too. I'm all in on St. Louis. What do you think, Gabe?
I think the San Jose Sharks are going to beat them. I don't think it's a lock. I can't sit here and say, these games are all so razor close, but I think we're looking at a Shark-Bruins Stanley Cup final. I wanted to bring up, though, for Cam, you were talking about the conspiracies and all the Sharks and stuff. Pretty crazy, but for the hockey playoffs, the number one rating market is Buffalo still, crazily enough.
Yeah, they love
number
hockey.
Two is Boston. Number three is St. Louis. Number four is Providence. So St. Louis and Boston have three of the top four hockey markets, guys. But I'm going to go with SJ Sharky, Big Cat, to win the series and go to the Cup.
I'm going to take Houston game six and game seven to move on in to the West semifinal.
Me too.
Take them on the series price deck.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, we'll get you the odds.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dan Stewart with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Breaking news, Jason Pierre-Paul might be able to play football in 2019. The Tampa Bay Bucs star is going to opt for neck surgery, and he hopes he can play this season. He's probably going to be out about 5 to 6 months, not the whole season as earlier thought. He suffered a neck injury after a single car crash on May 2nd. He was also supposed to be out a month with an injury. The Bucs signed, so we'll see what happens there with Jason Pierre-Paul. Trade talks between the Minnesota Vikings and veteran tight end Kyle Rudolph are sputtering. Now the veteran on the trade block. It also appears that Rudolph's days are numbered after Minnesota drafted tight end Irv Smith in round two. Rudolph owed $7.6 million by the Vikings this year. With OTAs approaching, the Philadelphia Eagles still aren't certain about the status of quarterback Carson Wentz and his injured back. It's uncertain if he'll be cleared for a full return on May 21st, according to Eagles coach Doug Peterson. Wentz stated in April he expects a full recovery from a stress fracture in time for organized activities, but he's not going to rush the process. More weapons for Brady and the New England Patriots. New England signing receiver Dontrell Inman to a one-year deal today. He reportedly had offers from four teams, and the 30-year-old hauled in 28 passes for 304 yards and three touchdowns in nine games with Indy this season. The Pats also added Demaryius Thomas and selected Arizona State star receiver wideout Keneal Harry with the first pick of the draft. Afternoon MLB action, the Cubs and Brewers. Brewers laying it on now. Ryan Braun hit that home run. They scored four more runs. Brewers lead 5-0, top of eight over the Cubbies. Night Sked, 7:05. Angels, minus 190 at Baltimore, 11. Cahill and Straley, 7:07. White Sox and Jays, Jays minus 140, 9.5. Covey versus Hudson, three games at 7:10. Yankees at Tampa, Rays minus 177. Herman and Glasnow. Seattle's at Boston. The Red Sox laying $1.90, total 10. Swanson Dinners and Rodriguez. We got Miami at the New York Mets. Mets minus 200 in that game. We got a pitching matchup of Lopez and Wheeler. A pair at 8:10. Detroit at Minnesota. Twins minus 245. 9. Ross and Odorizzi. Texas at Houston. The Stros big favorites minus 285. 8.5. Lynn and Verlander. Two more at 8:15. Philadelphia minus 145 at KC. Over under 9. Arrieta and Bailey. Pittsburgh at St. Louis. The Pirates got crushed last night. Yeah, one of my picks. Good one, Cam. Cards minus 160, 8.5. Williams versus Wainwright, 8:40. San Diego and Colorado. Rocks laying 70 cents, 10. Lauer versus Marquez, 9:37 action. Cleveland and Oakland, A's -$1.60. Anderson and Montas, 9:40. Atlanta at Arizona. D-backs minus 145, over under 8.5. Teron and Greinke, 10:10. Washington and the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 225, total 8. Sanchez and Maeda and Cincinnati, minus 150 at San Fran, Castillo and Rodriguez. The Warriors optimistic that Kevin Durant will be ready for the Western Final if they can get there. He underwent an MRI Thursday. He's been ruled out of action for at least a week's time. Game 6 goes down tonight at the Honda Center in Houston at 9 p.m. Rockets -7, over under 214.5. Golden State up 3-2. As for the Milwaukee Bucks, center Pau Gasol has been ruled out for the rest of the postseason after undergoing surgery Thursday to repair a stress fracture in his left foot. NHL hockey action, Sharks and Blues open things up in the Western Conference Final Saturday. SJ Sharkey, a favorite right now, laying $1.30, total 5.5. Series price, San Jose -25, Blues +115. On the links, round two of the PGA's Byron Nelson Classic, and Sung Kang, what a day today. He shot 61. He tied the course record, hit a big par on 18, too, and he's crushing right now, leading the field 16 under after two rounds, so big stuff from Sung Kang. Tony Romo finished at +8. He misses the cut. Round two of the British Masters. Wallace, the Englishman, Matt Wallace. I got him, but another Friday Warrior. He leads at 12 under. Dominic Thiem rebounded to upset Roger Federer at the Madrid Open in tennis. Hockey action. Canada upset by Finland 3-1. The Americans upset 3-1 by Slovakia. Both of our nations getting smoked. Dave Berenzi hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. It's hour two, everybody. Thanks, Steve Merrill, and Babana will step up in a bit, chat, and have some fun, too. We got some picks, so stick around, everybody. Hour two of Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart. We got hour two of Red Heat Rage Radio. I want to thank Steve Merrill for dropping by, chatting a little NASCAR, and talking about the NBA playoff game tonight. We talk about it. Houston minus -7 in this basketball game, 214.5. Hopefully, me and Gabe will have some props for you from this game. Tough night, very, very busy night in the baseball board, too. We'll go through all of those games. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
You mean hopefully I have some props?
Oh, yeah, I know you usually do. You got a mitt full.
Hopefully, me and Gabe will have some props for you.
Well, I don't know, you either have a prop or you don't, Cam. I'm saying maybe. I got to be honest with you, Gabe. What I'm doing right now, I'm playing horses. That's what I'm doing during the show, and I'm already down $32.
Follow Paul Bovey.
Yeah, well, does he post picks and stuff like that every day?
Yeah. Okay.
Send me the link. Send me the link because I'm kind of blind betting right now. I don't even have a form. I'm just kind of looking at horses, and it looked good last race. But what else is new? My horse finished fourth.
It's at Paul Bovey on Twitter.
Okay, perfect.
At Paul Bovey. Yeah, he was tweeting out picks for Belmont earlier in the day.
That's what I'm playing actually. It's funny you mentioned that. Perfect. That's exactly what track I'm going to.
He's actually he's in Tijuana right now.
Tijuana. Nice.
He's at Caliente Sportsbook.
Caliente Sportsbook.
Well, he went. Just won. He hasn't posted in 2 hours. Let's see. What is he betting here? And yeah, Bobby's hardcore. Right? Like he told me, I put $5,000 on the Bills over 6.5.
He's posting his picks here.
He's posting his picks. He's betting $50 exactus. He bet $225 on an 8-1 horse to win.
The next race, if he's
$375 on the second race. He ain't playing around, this guy.
Tell me what he's got for race 8. I'll tell you one thing. I like the name of the four horse, but he got scratched. Fix me a sandwich. He's scratched, though.
So Albert Pujols got his 2,000th RBI.
Yep, correct.
All right, so the ball, I guess it's a home run. Ball went into the stands in Detroit. So this guy, Eli Hides, 33-year-old law student. 33-year-old law student. They came to him after, and they said, listen, Pujols wants the ball. He's willing to pay you. They offered, I think, $10,000.
That's a good price.
Yeah. So basically, I guess baseball, the Detroit Tigers, and the Angels all talked to the guy after and said, listen, whatever. It's a special ball, and you know what I mean? Like, the Hall of Fame wants it. Basically, like, they were getting mad. You know what I mean? They were like, what do you want? You know what I mean? The Tigers, like, you want tickets? And they basically told him, listen, Pujols is going to pay you. Whatever. And I guess Pujols said, I'll give him a $10,000 check. Just give me the ball. Come on, man, you or I, I'd be so happy. I'd be like,
I agree.
This kid's like, no, I'm not giving it up. He's like, he didn't give it up. He kept it. Like, I don't know what you think you're going to sell this for, bro. And another thing is they're saying the second he left the stadium with it, it's useless. It's never been authenticated. He can never prove it's the same ball.
That's a great point, man. Excellent point.
They told him, too. Like, they said, we could authenticate it. We can authenticate it. We'll make a deal. We're going to authenticate it right now because they're real about this stuff. So they tracked it. Boom. They were right on top of them. They were like, we want to authenticate it and track this ball. And he's like, I'm not giving it up. And then they said, all right, hold on till after the game. Pujols, they offered $10,000 supposedly. And he's keeping it for keepsake, he says.
Wow,
what a souvenir.
I think it's 10 grand.
Good for you. Who cares? Hey, props to Pujols, but who cares about his 2,000th RBI ball? No cares.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decision continues. If I would have taken the money, Cam, I would have said, all right, I'll take the money, and I want some gear. I'll say,
that's
tell
exactly
them, all right,
what I would do, too.
I'll say, I'll take the money. I'll say, can I get a jersey? Can I get an autographed jersey? Can I get a bat? And I want a picture with them holding the ball together. So, like, it says 2,000. You're smiling with them there. You have it. You know, so it's all amicable. You're smiling with them, with your arm with them. I got the ball. He's all happy. You walk away with a jersey, a bat, and a 10K
and money.
I'd be damn happy. I'd be, guys, I wouldn't be like, no. Like, because they're not going to give you more. Like, it's not like the 500th home run. It's a 2,000 RBI ball. Come on. It's worth some money, but let's not get carried away here.
Well, and they're willing to offer you $10,000 for it. And the thing is, you can't even authenticate it. You said it. So this idiot is sitting there with a ball that everyone can say you went down to Modell's and bought that ball. We don't know that that's a ball for that
game. Once you left the park, we can say you switched balls.
Guy's an idiot.
How do
exactly.
I know? Switch balls.
You can't prove it. It needs to be authenticated. The guy's an absolute moron. So basically, he gets nothing out of the deal. What a stooge.
He nothing. No.
He's obviously got money.
And Pujols won't lose sleep over this. He'll move on.
No, he doesn't care. I will say this. I know it's not the 500th home run ball, but he's only the third player in Major League history to do it, along with Hank Aaron and A-Rod. So that's pretty big. It's a big list, Gabe. Three people in the whole history? That's good. That's very good.
I want to see how much is it. I'm going to try to look in here. How much would a ball actually be worth on the market?
I'd probably say about $900,000.
No, I would say no. No, I would say.
What do you think, a couple grand? It's not $10,000.
Yeah. I would say 15 to 25K. All you need, all it takes is one. It's a big piece of baseball history. You know, there's a lot of there's rich people we never heard of that take that ball and put it on their mantle. You know what I'm saying? Like remember Laverne and Shirley, Penny Marshall. She had everything, bro.
She's got a great collection.
Yeah. Like there's people that would buy this. So I'm not, you know. Like I said, we'll dig around here. We'll see what it'll sell for. All right, let's bring in Babano. We got Jason on hold here. We'll get to you, Jason, but we got to get to Babano here, buddy. So call back. Why don't you call back and for the second round, a wave of people. We got more callers calling in here. We'll get to you guys at 5:40 or so. All right.
Sounds good.
If you don't want to stay on hold, just call back at 5:40. All right, let's go to Babano right now. What's up, Babano?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Doing all right.
You know, surviving, Babano, surviving. I will say this, Gabe, you want to hear the ultimate, degenerate, weak move. So after last night on Mr. Green, good thing I took out $600 before when I was really rolling, but now I basically have nothing after last night. So I get an email that says, you've won 25 spins in the casino. I'm like, great. So what am I going to play, Cleopatra or War of War Gods or whatever? So I win $8.17 with my free plays, and I put it in my sports account.
Nice job.
So I'm going to do like an $8.17 parlay, try to turn it into 50, and we begin construction on the house again, Gabe, from the first break. Can you believe it? That's a desperation move. $8.17 move from casino to sports.
I like your style.
Thanks, buddy.
I like your style.
That's an old school move right there.
I've been
problem
there.
Is I've tried those casino games. They've hooked me from time to time in the past on those sports books. And I'll tell you I never see the money. That's the problem.
I'll never get to the
point where I could put $8 and move it.
I'll never do it again. I played blackjack on one of those books, and it was Gabe knows it was a credit book, and it got out of control, and I'll never do it again. I don't play any of the games on those sites anymore. No, thank you.
I'll tell you guys right now, and I'm dead serious about this. If you're going to play that stuff, you can only play a couple of hands
and
go
walk
big the first time. They want to bait you. They want to get you in.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm telling you, if you do it, you go once. Put $100 on a hand of blackjack, bang, win, get the hell out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in and out.
Yeah, and it's really hard to do because it's 2 seconds or whatever. You know, trust me, guys. Well, you remember, Bano, when I got into the virtual soccer. I had a little virtual soccer problem for a couple of weeks.
It
started out with being big man. It started out as a sort of, you know, hey, whatever, let's have some fun. You know, I bet $5 on a virtual soccer match. So it's basically virtual with an announcer and everything, and you're watching it, except the game lasts like 60 seconds. it's like three possessions. So you go back and forth. And started out, because I even said, watch, if we bet, we're going to win the first few games, and then they'll screw us, right? And it's exactly what happened. But what happened was, it was fun. It's the summertime. There's nothing going on at nighttime. So, like, pretty much every night I started to get into it. And there was a couple of times I got hammered. And, guys, like, this is real, like, Gamblers Anonymous stuff. There was a night, man. Like, I got up there. I had, like, $475 on a virtual soccer game.
Oh, I'm with you.
That last, like, 60, 90 seconds. And I'm getting mad. I'm like, freaking virtual Germany, you son of a bitches.
I cleaned out an account, Gabe. I lost $1,000. I remember the guy gave me a credit account for $1,000. I got absolutely torqued one night. It was gone playing blackjack, and I'll never do that again. I told the guy, too, if I'm ever, don't give me games and stuff on the site, just sports.
You got to stay
sports
away.
Sports and horses.
I'm telling you.
Well, Gabe, remember, Gabe got so concerned about the way things were going and trending in the wrong direction, losing-wise, with that virtual soccer, that he was starting to think, hey, someone knows I'm playing this right now. Someone's trying to rig it against me. It's like they've got my IP or something. Someone knows I'm playing this, and they're trying to make sure I lose.
Dude, I was putting $250 and beating them in virtual soccer. You're damn right they noticed. Like, they noticed fast. And then, like, I got hit hard. Like I said, I lost, like, $700 that night. I remember waking up in the morning, and I sort of knew. I was like, yeah, I had a bad night with that virtual stuff when I was drunk. And I hit my account. I'm like, oh, God, it's, like, $700. And then I realized I can't lose $700 betting on virtual. I'm not that rich.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you know, Gabe, we've talked about this, too. They know your trends, like, in certain cities. Like, with Vizine Vince, he bets on Toronto all the time. We even did a test one night. He was getting 10 cents at different lines and stuff, Babano. Like, they can switch the hardware from inside.
It's an algorithm,
like
Babano. It's a computer algorithm.
They can do it. They know everything.
They can tell. Yeah.
Technology these days, I'm certainly not going to put anything past them. Not a thing.
It's like a slot machine, Babano. So, you know what I mean? Like, that virtual stuff. It's going to pay out. They have it set. All right, we'll pay out, like, 5% of the time or whatever, 7% of the time. And if they get beat, they'll realize, like, they'll be like, why is our allotment already hit? Why did someone hit us for our 5% already? And how many people are really playing that virtual stuff? I think people, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's people with severe problems everywhere.
Come on home, baby. Come on. Get there.
Hey, speaking of which.
Don't fade.
What about virtual horse racing, Cam? Have you bet on that?
Yeah, I played. Yeah, it's the same thing. Damn it, man. Third again. I'll tell you, Morenci, it's a tough racket. Yeah, I bet him to show. He was 6-1, but still he's leading. Like, I can't take these things coming into the stretch, but hey, it makes Friday fun. I ordered the horse racing channel on my regular package again. This could be actually costing me more than what I'm going to pay for it. Very dangerous move.
This is just too funny. We're talking about, you know, betting on virtual.
He's right there.
You see your camera in the background. Come on.
Horrible trip.
Is it a local track camp that you're playing?
No, I'm playing Belmont.
Belmont, yeah. I know Belmont, Gulfstream, Churchill, they're all racing today.
Get on the next race, Gabe. Actually, I got a good one for you in the next race. He's 3 or 4-1.
Where's my phone?
I like Junior Alvarado.
I'll text Bobby. I'll say, hey, text you got anything for Belmont? Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'll tell you. Ask him if he likes. I'll put this in here. Ask him if he likes. Let me see here. The last race, it is. Ask him if he likes the 9 horse in race 9.
Going to a break in a minute. I'll find my phone.
Perfect.
You know what I did, too, at the casino? Well, I've done a lot of stupid things at casinos, but years ago in Montreal, they probably still have it. I know you know what I'm talking about, Kevin. It's not virtual horse racing, but, you know, the plastic, it's like the cool big track.
I love that shit. Those things are
dude. Oh, it's addictive. You're standing there. I'm like, come on, six. Come on.
They're so fun, like, man. It's like at the carnival.
It's like this. Yeah. If it's real money at the casino. Like, they have a board and stuff.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Network, iHeart Radio. Babano is with us, but hang in there for a second, Babano, if you can. Just for the record, all right, 26 minutes to post time, race 9 from Belmont. And I'm thinking about going, Cam. I've never been to Belmont. I think you've been there, right?
Yeah,
I've never been there.
I was there for the Triple Crown. I was there for I'll Have Another when the horse got scratched before the Triple Crown. It's a story where I told you I met Aaron Burnett from CNN, our buddy Richard Garner, who was working for the Stronics then. It was actually a crazy day because we had all of our features done and taped in the morning. I had an interview with Bob Baffert, Todd Pletcher, Dale Romans, and everything, and we had to scratch everything and start again because that horse didn't run, Gabe. He got scratched going for the Triple Crown. Craziness.
All right.
He can.
The record. Horse. Hold on, Babano. Horse coming up here, the 8-horse Smidge, 30-1. We'll take a look at that with Chang. But let's bring Mike Cardano in for a second here. Mike Cardano. On the hotline. What's going on, Mike?
Babano, I don't want to steal your thunder, but we got a human resource issue here. So,
I got
two texts, Gabe, from listeners that I don't know how to have my cell phone number that are telling me you're wagering on virtual sports. Is that true?
Virtual.
Not
yes,
today.
Not right now, but yeah.
I'm wagering on horse racing. Live.
And your point is?
What would make you think that was on the up and up?
Well, as I was stating, this is how the conversation started.
Yeah, you can.
We were talking about
the third degree. Here we go.
Yeah, we're talking about these sports books that have, like, you know, casinos and poker stuff. Have you ever been sucked into that on a sport? You're like, all right, I'll play a little poker. I'll play a little of this. And I said, if you're going to play that stuff, you got to bet big the first time and get out, because they're trying to trick you and think you're going to be able to win, because everybody thinks the same thing, Mike. There's no way they're going to let you win at this virtual stuff, but they want you to think that. So my point was, you got to bet just once or twice early big, and then you get out. But
but I'm quite sure you didn't do that.
No, I went on a little too far. But the thing is, I was crushing them in virtual soccer. They had to adjust. It was crazy. I was betting, like, virtual soccer unders, and I was killing them, man. And so it was going under. Then they got pissed off, and it was nuts. Like, there was, like, 5 goals in games. They threw a little
change the algorithm.
Hey, cover all forms of gambling here, Mike. You know what I mean? Yep. We cover all
virtual. I don't even know how to address this. Maybe Babano could sub in host for a day. I want to send you for help, except I have no idea where I would even send you. You're beyond help. Virtual.
I'll tell you right now. Sports. If FanDuel could legally put virtual soccer machines in there, they'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yep. Very true.
Well, all right. I don't mean to put you on a spot, but do you watch virtual porn?
No. I don't
I prefer my
you
porn
need special
real.
Glasses for that stuff.
Yeah, I don't have the
virtual
goggles.
Soccer. You don't. You know what, Mike? They actually have virtual cycling too. I've bet on virtual cycling.
Yeah, they do horse racing, cycling.
Oh yeah, You know what? Might be a low point, but I have virtual dog racing. So
amazing.
It's like you're.
Oh yeah, that sounds
and
awesome.
Babano, are you a virtual guy as well? Do you get in on this?
No, I stay away from that. I have enough trouble and enough. It's hard enough to recap real things. The virtual stuff, that's not my thing.
But the thing that gets me is I know Gabe well, and he rarely does something unless he feels he had an edge. So what was the edge that you thought you had? I get it about
alcohol.
Bet big in the beginning.
Yeah, there's no edge.
But once you got into it, where was the edge?
Maybe
you know,
Big Man on campus got him into it. Yeah, maybe it was Jeff.
Big Man was hooked too. And
we
actually started to think, like, we knew, like, the virtual teams. We were like, virtual Ghana always blows the lead late. You know, Italy goes under the number.
Yeah, they like it's like in real life.
Yeah, but the thing is,
virtual Italy goes under the number.
Yeah, but the thing is, it was last summer, so it was during the World Cup, and they had like the guys, the numbers were like real numbers. So it's basically like, okay, Spain would be like -360 over Chile or something. And I'm like, why not take Chile? Because everyone's going to take Spain. So I figured the amount of money that they get on Spain, because people think, oh, Spain will beat virtual Chile. But there were a lot of upsets in this virtual soccer. And I swear, if I could, I'd log in and play right now on the air, but I can't get in. I can't get in.
So what do you suppose the handle is on that? I mean, who's doing that besides you and Big Man?
Unemployed people in the afternoon.
Yeah, there's no way. Look, let me go to it right now. Where is it? Virtual. I haven't been in a little while. In play.
But Bet365, it's everything. It's Greyhounds. It's soccer. It's tennis.
I'm there right now.
Darts. Darts. Virtual darts. That's literally what you're doing. Virtual darts by betting it.
Oh yeah, no, dude. Like you said, so they have. There's a horse race right now. Down the stretch they come. So they have virtual Greyhounds, virtual soccer, virtual motor racing, F1 style, virtual
cycling.
So do you
recommend I put a show on based on virtual sports?
I wanted to do it, actually. Yeah. People would watch. People watch people play Madden. Think about that. So it's sort of the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, but the thing is the graphics. It looks real, and they hire the real announcers and stuff. So it's like the soccer guy.
No, but that's like esports. There's somebody actually holding the controller. This is it's rigged, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, same as a slot machine.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
It's like people betting on wrestling, and they said, "Well, how can you bet on wrestling?" It's like, I don't know. How do you bet on the Oscars? Yeah. Same thing. It's scripted.
All right.
Stone goes unturned here, Mike.
All right, Mike, you too.
All right, good luck with the rest of the interview, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway, Cam, I was trying to say to you, I've got a horse guy. He sends picks. I don't bet him, but I get emails every day. He's A-Bet Belmont.
Send him my way, Banner. You got my
email. He has two bombs that he did win play show on. The Dr. De Vera's Way, the one horse at Race 9 Belmont, and the Ninja Dust, the four horse. At 16-1, he's got those two—the one and the four.
I'm actually looking at the board right now. The one is 16-1. The four is 9-1. Gabe Bovey's horse, the eight, I think is 10 or 11-1. Yeah, a lot of bombs in this race.
A lot of options.
Most of the time, we got 19 minutes.
That was
post.
My pick.
Yeah, I'm on the nine. I'm on the nine horse.
That was my pick, not Bovey's.
9-2. Oh yeah,
Smidge.
It's your horse. Oh yeah,
little
Mitch. Yeah. Smidge. I'm on, what is his name here? The nine. I like him. Lone Pioneer. He's my horse.
Yeah, so Dr. De Vera's Way is 12-1. Asher the Dasher, 12-1.
Nice name.
Our Honor, 4-1. Ninja Dust, 12-1.
Ucho Lucky got scratched.
Real lucky. Mount Olympus.
He's the favorite.
Fortune Boy. 20-1. Mount Olympus 5-2. Smidge 30-1. Going with the longest shot. Lone Pioneer 3-1. Mandatory payout 9-2.
Yeah, different board now. My horse is 4-1. Your horse Smidge is 11-1. And the one horse is 17-1. And I'll update. I'll tell you when the race goes off. 16 minutes to post, everybody. 16 minutes.
Smidge. See, Smidge
I'm excited. Yeah, this is fun, man. I'm glad I got this channel back. I have it on my Firebox, but now it's on my regular cable. Easy to maintain while we're doing the show here. Perfect.
I don't know.
There you go. Horse racing. Little hosting and horses.
Yeah, I told Rogers. I go, hey, these guys called me up. They fleeced me on a new package, right? They're like, I go, all I want is the strongest internet because I do a radio show with my buddy, whatever. They try to sell me on this business strength stuff. I'm like, I'm not like downloading anything. I just need a good signal, and I want my horse racing channel back. So, and then I end up paying like $60 more. You know, they get you every time. Like, you can't get off the phone with these guys without getting something.
There we go. I'm in on Dr. De Vera's Way and Ninja Dust. I'm taking the two that my guy's recommending, 1 and 4. So, even I'm going to get in on this.
Dylan Davis is a good jockey on the four. Very underrated.
I can't see the race, though. I'm trying to figure out how I can watch it.
Yeah, oh, actually, just go to HBI TV or go to Belmont. If they have a site like Belmont.com or something, they'll have a live viewer so you can watch the race. Definitely.
Okay.
Yep. Or NYRA.com, yeah, the New York Racing Association, one of those. It'll be on a website for sure.
I mean, Belmont.
But Bano, before we get into this basketball with you, what are we going to do with this hockey series? With SJ Sharkey and the Blues. I'm on the Blues. Morency likes the Sharks. What do you got for us?
I got a 1970 Stanley Cup Finals rematch. Boston and St. Louis. Bobby Orr flying through the air. Maybe we'll see some kind of crazy ending like that. I like the Blues, too. I do. I think they're playing great. They don't mind winning on the road, which is big because obviously San Jose's got home ice. I still got question marks about San Jose's back-end defense. A little bit. I think if Colorado just finds a way to put the puck in the net, it could be a different story. In Game 7 the other night, they had all kinds of chances. I think St. Louis advances. I know it's easy to. I actually did have Boston before Game 1, so I'm not just saying that because they won last night, but I got the Bruins and the Blues in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, I don't know. That makes sense to me. Yeah, I like the Blues a lot too, but it's all my heart saying Carolina. Boston's too good. Like you saw last night, the minute Carolina took a penalty, Boston went ding, ding. Two power plays, two goals. Carolina dominated them for the game, too, and then they just got – and they lost. Boston is a professional team. They always capitalize on your mistakes. They're brilliant.
Yeah, it's a tough loss, Cam, for Carolina because they played a great 40 minutes of hockey, and it came apart for them in the third period. It might be a bad sign moving forward.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. That's what Boston
it
does.
That's
they just hang around.
That's hockey.
They hang around and they find ways to close it. But the San Jose Sharks have shown an incredible resiliency throughout the playoffs. I think the Martin Jones concern and criticism can be put to rest. Jones has shown an ability to make big saves. He's not, you know, I'm not saying he's the best goalie ever in the world, but he's shown an ability to make big saves when he needs them. I have a hard time going against the San Jose Shark team at this point in time. Coming back down 3-1, the way they've been playing. Pavelski back. Tough team to deal with, guys.
They are.
Hey, you're talking to someone, Gabe, you're talking to someone that took Vegas and Colorado in the first two rounds against San Jose. Look where it got me. So I understand what I'm getting into here. And Sharks can certainly win this series. It wouldn't shock me.
All right, we'll be right back with Urbano.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Camp time for those taking to the 2019 NFL Draft as they get introduced to the new playbook and start studying up for the season. As a fantasy football enthusiast and NFL bettors, you guys need to start doing your homework too. If you're serious about fantasy football and wagering on NFL futures or contests, it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing NFL Dynasty season-long betting and best ball draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play, while providing you with all the data and insight you need to be successful at the betting window. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% with the promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com.
Well done, Cam. So let's get into the Houston Rocket Golden State Warrior game here this evening. We talked a little bit about this game with Steve Merrill, but what do you think, Babano? No Kevin Durant right now. The point spread sitting at 7 points. It's been a massive swing, big difference. It was 1 point the last time they played at home against the last home game for the Rockets. They were favored by 1.75 now, my bad. 7.5. Total 214. And a half. Is it an overreaction, or do you think this is going to be a blowout? What are you doing with this game? And we should note, guys, every game in the series has been decided by 6 points or less. So it has been close, but now that Kevin Durant isn't there, how much of a difference does this make?
This is a game I'd rather bet live than pregame because it's tough for me to go against Houston. But, you know, we're talking about laying 7, 7.5. As you mentioned, every game's been decided by 6 points or less. You know, Golden State, obviously without Kevin Durant, it hurts. They haven't won in Houston yet. But let's not forget the 2 wins that Houston had at home. Overtime in Game 3, and they hung on by the skin of their teeth in Game 4. It's just not a number that I'm comfortable laying with Houston. I'd actually take Golden State before Houston. The question is this bench for Golden State, or is it going to give you anything? I mean, you can't underestimate guys like Curry, Thompson, you know, Iguodala, Green, guys like that to step up. But can you get anything from that bench tonight is the question. You know, Jarebko and Livingston and guys like that without Durant, you know, some of those guys are going to get more minutes. And I think that's a big question mark for them going into this one. I think Houston wins the game, guys, but I don't want to lay 7, 7.5 for some reason. I just get that feeling, and Houston's shown it. They can be up by double digits, and here's Golden State in the final few minutes of the fourth quarter trimming that deficit down and making it interesting again. So I don't want to lay the 7, 7.5. I might wait in-game and see what I can find.
All right. So you're leaning Golden State then. You kind of, you know, you were all over the place. You're in, you're out.
It's a tough one. It really is. If you want to bet pregame, I would take the points. If you're going to bet it pregame.
Well, we're doing a hit pregame right now. It's pregame right now. I hear what you're saying. Some game, it is tough. It's a tough game. It's a tough game in the sense that every game has been decided by 6. But, Cam, they're trying to reel people in here right now.
Feels that way.
And take Golden State, right? Because they're like, oh, you're getting 7.5. I get the feeling the book thinks it's going to be a blowout. Tonight. Babano is right. I don't know where the rest of the points are going to come from for the Golden State Warriors. Iguodala, you know, Draymond doesn't really score that much. Iguodala could chip in a bit. They don't really have anybody to step up. Basically, Curry is going to have to go off, which I guess isn't impossible to do, but, you know, his prop is 30.5 points. Feels a little high to me. He's going to need a real clean ride to get to 31, Curry. He's going to have to open his 3-point shots. Are on fire. If I had to, I get what you're saying, Babano.
Babano's making sense.
There's not a lot to parlay this with. That's the problem.
You're right. It's a tough board. There's a couple baseball games that I'm looking at, but, you know, it's been difficult. But this is huge for Houston, and I think it's one of those things that if Golden State plays them really close and covers the number, I think that's like gives Golden State, hey, we can beat these guys. We're still the champs or whatever. But if Houston, without Durant in this game, kicks their ass by like 16, 22 points and like embarrasses them, I think that'll break Golden State's will, and we'll have Houston saying, finally, we can get over the top. So I think it's imperative for Houston to kick the shit out of them tonight for their own confidence.
I think they probably will, actually. And guys, I think the way to go here is we come out swinging. We know they're a desperate team. We saw it last night with the Philadelphia 76ers as well.
Yep.
We've seen the trend of Babano in the playoffs.
First quarter of teams facing elimination. Bang on. Yeah. That trend's been fantastic. Yep.
First quarter. And not just elimination, but just teams at home coming out off a loss. They need this game. First quarter and then first half as well. So the first quarter, Houston Rockets -2.5. And then the first half line is -4.5. That's the way I would go here. I do think Houston wins, but as I stated, you get put in a weird spot. Like, you know, do you want to lay the 7.5 points? Do you want to money line it? You money lined it with the Denver Nuggets and the Toronto Raptors. It's actually like +158. Not that, you know,
who just happened to be the two teams that I think will win those game sevens, Denver and Toronto. So that's not a bad option there. Yeah,
they better.
Yeah, I hope so.
This is catastrophic for the Toronto Raptors if they don't win.
I'm scared. I'm very scared heading into that game on Sunday. Like, you know what I mean? The way Philadelphia took care of business after getting dominated and the way Ben Simmons played like a totally different player, the Raptors are going to have to bring their A-plus game to win because Philadelphia's got a lot of confidence now. It's been a weird series, man. Other than that one close game in Philly, it's just been a series of ass-kicking on either side. Home team just kicking the crap out of the other team.
The good news for the Raptors is the last couple of times they've had a game seven at home, it's worked out well for them. The Indiana series a couple of years ago, the Miami series a couple of years ago. And this is where you get a Leonard and Ibaka and Green and Gasol and all these guys that you loaded up and got these experienced veteran players for. You got them for games like this. This is supposed to be, in theory, where you've got the edge over the younger Philadelphia team experiencing this for the first time with a lot of their guys. So let's see if it matters come Sunday. Hopefully it will for the Raptors.
Yeah, the Raptors will be fine as long as they hit shots. I mean, it just, you know, they just shot so poor last night, but they seem to be different. They're a different team at home with the energy level, at least. And if you get a good energy level from the Raptors, they'll be successful. But the energy level, like, lacks sometimes with these guys. And, you know, Serge Ibaka checks out too often. It's frustrating. Even if they get past Philadelphia, you know, Milwaukee's going to be real tough. The Raptors are going to, it'll be a different style. It'll be interesting to see how they match up, if they're able to survive. But, you know, Cam, I'm not losing sleep over it. You know, I was more nervous when we played the Cavs all the time in past years. They're at home. They'll get it done.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating that they opened this window for Philadelphia, right?
Exactly.
And Philadelphia's got some confidence coming into this. It's true.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's just, and all their players, guys who played like junk before, have a lot of confidence coming into the next game. Yeah, you said it, Gabe. The Raptors should take care of business. I just worry, and I hate that in sports. Look what happened with the Dallas Stars, right? When you have a chance to bury a team, bury them, and then you lose a game seven, that's what happens, man. You got to take care of business, not just think, yeah, we'll take care of it in game seven. There's no guarantees. There's no guarantees.
Exactly right.
That's what I hate. It's like never desperation. You should always be desperate, man. Like, end these things as soon as you can. Cares about home court and whatever. End it.
All right,
brutal.
So we've only got that one basketball game. So before we get you out of here, Baban, we got a couple of minutes. You like anything in baseball tonight?
I think there's going to be a ton of runs in the Seattle-Boston game. I mean, Swanson dinners for Seattle. I don't know if he's going to be a very good fit for Fenway Park. That's a little Cam baseballism right there that I did. Swanson for the Mariners, he's a fly ball guy in Fenway, and he's given up a lot of hard contact. He's given up a lot of home runs. It's a bad combination. It's Rodriguez for Boston. He's a lefty. Seattle's been very good hitting lefty pitching this season. Seattle didn't have a good series against New York, but I think from their lineup versus this pitcher perspective, they've got an advantage, and the wind is blowing out strong to left field, to that green monster side, the monster seats side of Fenway Park. So two fly ball guys and two lineups that should match up well with the pitchers. I like over the total. It's 10. It's a high number, but it should be a lot of runs.
I can't.
Like Boston, the over. Boston, the over is the play.
Yeah, Boston's big favorites, but yeah, I'm not going to disagree here in this spot. There's a lot of hot bats coming into this. JD Martinez 7 for 17 with 2 home runs and 7 RBIs when they played against Seattle. Seattle were like big time over team earlier this year, and it's still carried over. 26-12-2. To the over, guys. Red Sox are 21-16-1 to the over. And, you know, the thing is, too, it's not like Eduardo Rodriguez is Nolan Ryan or anything.
That's
like
true.
That. He got rocked in his first two outings of the year. He gave up 6 runs and 8 hits. But he has rebounded. He's out of the middle of a 5-start undefeated streak. So he's 3-0 over his last 5 starts. 2-3 with a 4.50 earned run average and 6 career starts against Seattle. D. Gordon, 6 for 10 against them in his career. Yeah, Boston could be worth a look. Maybe Boston sprinkled with these parlays. Like I said, if you like the Houston Rockets tonight, you don't want to lay the points. There's not a lot of stuff to mix it up with, right? You're going to have to take a look at some baseball or carry it over into Sunday with the NBA basketball.
Yeah, and Arizona I like too tonight. Greinke, don't lose that number against Tehran. And they're not about two teams going in different directions. Atlanta's had a brutal, miserable week. They got swept by the Dodgers. They lost a crusher last night to Arizona. Arizona's got the better pitcher there. They're in better current form, a better momentum going into this game. So the Diamondbacks at $1.40 is not a bad price to me.
I was going to ask you quickly, Babano, I think I hate to go against Toronto again, but I think the White Sox at +130. Covey versus was it Hudson? I'm sorry, the Blue Jays, until they can hit, they're a horrible favorite.
plus 110.
I'm not rushing to back Covey, but I will not be back in Toronto as a favorite. No chance. So it's White Sox or nothing for me in that game.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's hard to lay. Hard to lay a $1.50.
Yeah, hard to lay those a buck guys.
50. Why is this hockey starting Saturday? Why are they waiting?
I know.
So long?
Like, hey, hockey, you got an opportunity tonight. It's a perfect night. Exactly, Gabe. Like, I wanted a Friday night. You know, you got a big playoff game. Why are you waiting till Saturday? So stupid, man. It's ridiculous. Well, like, the Sharks, they ended their game. Like, you don't need any more rest.
And no NBA tomorrow. Like, it's weird. There's no hockey tonight, and there's no NBA tomorrow. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. And we're welcome to the dog days arriving. But
Gabe, you said it soon. The update's going to be all baseball, buddy. Like, no playoff games.
But Carolina, I get that there's hockey fans, and it's sort of different market, different audiences in a sense, but on Sunday afternoon, if the Houston Rockets win today, which I think they will, they're going to play 3:30 on Sunday afternoon, 12:30 local time in Oakland, 3:30. Game, the Bruins and the Hurricanes are playing game two Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's like,
what?
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, I don't know why the NHL does this to themselves. Like, they know that Sunday afternoon at that time is a big NBA sort of right at that. So can you imagine Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors Sunday afternoon? No one's going to care about Carolina and Boston besides people in Carolina and Boston. And even people in Boston and Carolina are going to be watching a basketball game. You know, like, the NHL is, you know, in a weird spot there, but you're right. You know, the scheduling's bizarre. I just don't know why they didn't have, to me, it would have made sense. Shouldn't have just been, they play tonight, the Blues play tonight, and then the Bruins and Bruins of Carolina play again tomorrow. I don't get it, but hey, it is what it is.
I don't get it either.
I've stopped figuring out schedules of these two leagues in the postseason a long time ago. It's just not worth my frustration.
Bubano. You can follow him on Twitter.
Great, guys. Good stuff.
This race is, oh, man, it's jammed up at the top of the stretch, baby.
Oh, boy.
It's jammed up.
Thanks for battle.
Have a good one,
guys. All right, guys, have a great weekend. See ya.
Go.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, the ninth race just went off at Belmont. What happened, Dan?
We won, Gabe. The nine horse gets it done. Lone Pioneer in a photo finish. 5-1 with Junior Alvarado gets it done on a photo. Came from last to first, too. What a race.
You. Good for you. I see that the odds, I had Smidge at 30-1. I went for the long shot. You know, close, I saw 3-1, but you got it at 5-1. Not bad. Not bad right there.
Yeah, finally get the benefits of horse racing. Usually it goes the other way. You take a horse at 8-1, and by race time, he's 4-1, but it went the other way for that horse. I really needed that, Gabe. It's a good start. I was actually really worried. He got out of the gate. Not the best trip, man. This horse was really good. He just motored down the stretch. Showing the replay, yeah, he won by, like, literally just a bob. Beat him by, like, a foot.
That's the most uttered phrase by daily gamblers. I really need this one. I really need it now.
You're so right.
I've said it a million times, you know.
Wow.
Who do you have on Monday Night Football? Oh, I really need this one. I need this one.
You paid $12 to win. Wow, it's surprising.
Ooh, 6-1.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
let's bring in, let's get to Jason. We got a couple of minutes here with Jason, Wisconsin. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Mr. Renzi, Mr. Stewart, how are you guys?
How you doing, Jason?
Excellent. Doing wonderful. Every time I talk to you guys, it means it's a great day.
Well,
I could go on and on.
Listen, we've only got 2 minutes because we got the update, and we got a bunch of guests, so we're not trying to screw people over.
Okay,
but,
Gabe.
Bring it on, Jason.
Check it out. Okay, bring it on real quick. Thank you, Gabe. Real quick, give me 90 seconds. You know, let me get a shout-out real quick to Corey Parsons, Matt Modica, the Sus, Stansfield, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, the closer, Ventra, and, of course, you two. And whoever I missed, I apologize. And all the guys in the pit, Sean Guaslamacchia, which that last name is just hilarious. Mine is Molinaro. And I liked your reference, Gabe, yesterday, day before, about Al DeVecchio, whose real name is Al Molinaro. And he's actually my grandpa's nephew. And I met him when I was, like, 11 years old, 12 years old.
No way.
Wisconsin.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's where he's from. You know, Al Molinaro. Yeah. Anyway, check it out. So, Albert Pujols, I'll tell you what, man. My dad used to talk about, you know, the greatest players, the greatest 10 seconds, the greatest player. Okay, screw that. Here's a question to ponder. Would you guys rather shake somebody's hand or get an autograph from them?